And welcome to another episode of Veteran Talk. I'm your host, Priscilla Jones, and I have a very intriguing topic for this episode. Why are there more men than women veterans receiving health care at our local VA medical centers? But before I go on, I want to give a shout out to my sponsor, Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor also gives you everything you need in one place for free, which you can use right here from your smartphone, like me, or you can use your computer. It has creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast so that it sounds so incredibly great. Oh yeah, they'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. And you can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now, this question has been on the back of my mind for some years now, but only until I started really on social media searching about VA hospitals across North America that it became very clear. Why are there more male veterans than female veterans who served in the military using the VA healthcare system? And before I began the research, I looked at my own personal experiences. When I had ETS out of the Army service, that's expired time of service, which only means that the date your military obligation, it ends officially. If you wanted to re-enlist before your ETS date, I'm sure there were paperwork to complete. Of course, when my time came, I did not re-enlist. So I had to find where my local VA medical center building was. I had lived in Brooklyn, New York, so needless to say, the medical center was really far away from my place where I lived. I remember when I made my first appointment for dental care, because you had 90 days after discharge to use the benefit. When I went there, you could see a whole lot of men, but very, very few women working and or using the healthcare altogether. And the veteran men were the older types, around 45 years and up. Hey, I was in my early 20s back then, so I'm not judging, just guessing. Okay, after my dental exam, I never went back there. The place was not only too far, it felt too clinical, too isolated, and I didn't feel safe. If there was maybe 3 or 4 other female veterans or active duty female soldiers using the resources, I probably would not have come back anyway, to be honest. Fast forward, somehow I got the information from a reliable source. Okay, it was the internet, not a person. That there was a local VA hospital not too far from my job in Manhattan. So I went there because of its conveniency. Oh, and I had from my job medical coverage. In fact, I had GHI when they was around. But in my mind, you know, I felt that I had to exercise my rights to this benefit because of the injuries and illnesses I had sustained during military service. All right, I go down to my appointment, and as I cross the street from getting off the bus, there's a ramp and a walkway to the main revolving doors of the building. Aligned on the side of the ramp were the veteran men. Just hanging out. I can't tell you the many times I got those catcalls from these male veterans as I go towards the main doors. It was ridiculous. They acted like they were on a mission to harass you right away from the building. It was as if they were never, well, I'll put it like this. It was as if they never saw a female veteran get medical assistance. Okay? I don't know what their reason for being obnoxious and disrespectful was, but believe you me, I didn't see any female veterans going inside for care. When they were around, it's almost like the women veterans avoided the time and days those guys would be there, being an absolute menace. As time went by, I saw less of them, those harassing guys. Maybe perhaps someone complained about their misbehavior with whatever the reason was, entering the building became just as nuanced as breathing. Now, inside the building, it was the Manhattan VA Medical Center. It was a lost source for women veterans, okay? There was no women's clinic per se, just for us to go for appointments. There was only one GYN doctor who was, as I believe, on consignment with Beth Israel Medical Center 2 blocks away. And that's another hospital altogether. And that's, I think it was either a a state hospital. So when that was awful and absolutely horrific that no one in the entire faculty of doctors and board of directors at the VA Medical Center, okay, didn't think to improve and include female veterans care. Again, the majority of service people using the benefits were predominantly men. Women were basically ignored, undervalued, and treated as the lower class species. This becomes the norm at largely every veterans medical center or slash hospital. Then I moved to Suffolk County, Long Island, and located another VA medical center. Now, this is sad but true. This hospital is one of the better ones I've been in since basic training in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. It has four distinct primary care sections, one which includes a specific clinic designated for female veterans only, which was really great. Now, as a newcomer, I went to the first primary care section, which three are color-coded, red, green, and yellow. I went to seek care in primary care red. Well, because that's my favorite color. No other reason. The gentleman doctor was very cordial, assessed me, and then afterwards he directed me to go to the women's clinic. There, they handle all women veterans appointments, follow-ups, and referrals. Plus, it's a lot nicer and prettier than the other primary cares, he said. Which I learned later that it's segmented, the hospital or color-coding system was segmented that way for the different male veterans by their social security numbers. Okay, so my observation is that mainly the older generation veterans go there. Rarely do I see any of the young or Iraq, Afghanistan veterans come through. However, even at the women's clinic, it's not at all packed to capacity with women veterans. Oh yes, it's pretty inside with HDTV, free goodies, and free pamphlets, yet the business of women veterans flowing effervescently through has yet to be determined. Since I go in the mornings, there may be other working veterans who rather, you know, take the afternoon or evening appointments because, you know, they work. So at least we have a choice. Well, that's my observation and my experience, which only gives us a glimpse into the answer to the question that I posed. So upon digging up and searching why, I found survival reasons why there are more male veterans than female veterans using the VA healthcare system. Number one, for the females, it's used as a last resort. Women veterans who hold civilian jobs, like I did at that time, tend to use their employer's insurance program that offers a sense of security, options, and participation in selection of doctors and specialty clinics. That's something that VA sadly kind of lost the ball on that. Number two, there aren't many connections to VA healthcare services once leaving military service. There's limited knowledge as to what services are provided at a VA medical center specifically for a female veteran. For example, if she doesn't know or is aware that their local VA medical center has OBGYN care or clinics specifically for a woman's needs, she will depend on other private or public insurance programs to get the adequate care that's needed. Number three. The VA medical centers are ill-equipped to address women's needs and preferences. For the most part, some VA medical centers don't have a specific area or clinic for women at all, which is pretty sad. Most of the women feel that it doesn't feel very welcoming, which I kind of agree. Most of the times when you go into some of these medical centers, it looks very clinical. The paint job is not done properly, you know, and it looks too dark in there, you know, very gloomy, you know, like, okay, death is upon us now, you know, and nobody wants to go in there thinking that you're never going to come out. Right. So, and then the number four reason is safety and being ignored. Most of the female veterans, especially the women combat veterans and those who experience sexual trauma during service time, are least likely to go to the VA medical center, you know, because it would trigger some unsafe areas as the atmosphere reminds them of their trauma during their time in service. In avoidance of recurring memories, they would rather seek healthcare other places, you know, than just going back to try to relive something that happened to their past, which they want to try to forget and move on. Okay, so of course, the male prevalence in the branches of service are more keen to using the VA healthcare system than women. That's a given. It has been that way for a long time. If you tell the truth, how many of you listen to the stories of male veterans coming home from war, missing limbs, and suffering all types of illnesses? And have you ever considered, just consider this, what about stories from women veterans coming home from war, missing limbs, and suffering all types of illnesses and PTSD? You barely hear anything or read about it or watch about it on TV or social media. This is some kind of generation we live in. We women veterans, we must utilize the very benefit we did deserve to have and fought for. In my time, there was never a woman combat veteran, but today there are many. Congrats to you. So please, as our national holidays come around, let's put some perspective on the women veterans and help them seek the same treatments that any of us have. It is your right, ladies. Okay, so this concludes this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. As always, send me your comments. I do read them. I'm on most podcast platforms. Yes, it's growing big. That does it for me. Until next time on Veterans Talk.